Technology and the Hedgehog Concept. Now you might be thinking, but the internet frenzy is just a speculative bubble that burst. So what? Everybody knew that the bubble was unsustainable, that it just couldn't last. What does that teach us about good to great? To be clear, the point of this chapter has little to do with the specifics of the internet bubble per se. Bubbles come and bubbles go. It happened with the railroads. It happened with electricity. It happened with radio. It happened with a personal computer. It happened with the internet. And it will happen again with unforeseen new technologies. Yet through all of this change, great companies have adapted and endured. Indeed, most of the truly great companies of the last 100 years, from Walmart to Walgreens, from Procter & Gamble to Kimberly-Clark, from Merck to Abbott, trace their roots back through multiple generations of technology change, be it electricity, the television, or the internet. They've adapted before and emerged great. The best ones will adapt again. Technology-induced change is nothing new. The real question is not what is the role of technology. Rather, the real question is, how do good-to-great organizations think differently about technology? We could have predicted that Walgreens would eventually figure out the internet. The company had a history of making huge investments in technology long before other companies in its industry became tech-savvy. In the early 1980s, it pioneered a massive network system called Intercom. The idea was simple. By linking all Walgreens stores electronically and sending customer data to a central source, it turned every Walgreens outlet in the country into a customer's local pharmacy. You live in Florida, but you're visiting Phoenix and need a prescription refill. No problem. The Phoenix store is linked to the central system, and it's just like going down to your hometown Walgreens store. This might seem mundane by today's standards, but when Walgreens made the investment in Intercom in the late 1970s, no one else in the industry had anything like it. Eventually, Walgreens invested over $400 million in Intercom, including $100 million for its own satellite system. Touring the Intercom headquarters, dubbed Earth Station Walgreen, is like taking a trip through a NASA space center with its stunning array of sophisticated electronic gadgetry, wrote a trade journal. Walgreens' technical staff became skilled at maintaining every piece of technology, rather than relying on outside specialists. It didn't stop there. Walgreens pioneered the application of scanners, robotics, computerized inventory control, and advanced warehouse tracking systems. The internet is just one more step in a continuous pattern.